As the conflict between Israel and Lebanon continues to escalate this week, thousands of foreigners are fleeing from war-torn Beirut by land and sea. While Israeli forces carried out airstrikes on suspected Hezbollah militant bases, ground troops crossed the border to attack guerrilla positions in southern Lebanon. Despite a flurry of international diplomatic efforts, there were no signs on Wednesday that Israel or the Syrian and Iranian-backed Hezbollah were willing to seek a negotiated solution to the crisis. The current escalation of fighting followed the kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah on July the 12th, after Palestinian militants abducted another soldier in Gaza 2 weeks earlier. As the violence flared across the Middle East, Pope Benedict on Sunday condemned both terrorist acts and reprisals, which have already caused hundreds of civilian deaths in both Israel and Lebanon.
Negli atti terroristici, nelle rappresaglie, soprattutto quando vi sono tragiche conseguenze per la popolazione civile, possono giustificarsi.
Speaking in the village of Lecombe in the Italian Alps, Pope Benedict said behind the crisis there are objective violations of law and justice. But he said such violence can never bring a positive outcome. He called for local churches to pray, especially for peace in the Holy Land and throughout the Middle East at this time. But just how likely is it that leaders in the region will heed such calls for peaceful negotiation? And what has provoked such a severe escalation of the Arab-Israeli conflict?
Peace can be achieved at a price, and can be achieved at a price when we simply realize and we decide and we defend not only the identity of peoples, but also their land. We defend their territory. We defend the capacity and the freedom they have to decide their own future.
Middle East expert Father Justo Lacunza is director of the Pontifical Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies here in Rome. He told Matthew Dixon there are many reasons underlying the current crisis.
First, there is the kidnapping, if you like, of the soldier in Gaza. And this soldier perhaps is a symbol of the security, of the defense, of the integrity, identity of a nation. And we need to remember to understand this, that ceremonies are held all over the world, in every country, for the unknown soldier. So a soldier is not just a person, he represents a nation. The second reason is that the kidnapping of more soldiers on the part, if you like, of Hezbollah militants. And the third reason is that Hamas and Hezbollah seem to be, if you like, the instruments being used to challenge the nation and the state of Israel. And we know that there are, since the declarations of the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran advocating, if you like, the destruction of Israel, things have gone worse. So Israel knows very, very well that it's in front of a challenge, in front of two groups who wants simply its destruction. And the war has escalated for these three main reasons, because there is a question of life and death for the state of Israel, and at the same time, if you like, of life and death for the Palestinian people. And I think we need to add another note, is that respecting and acknowledging the existence of the state of Israel means giving an extra weight, if you like, to the Palestinian cause, to the Palestinian state, to the Palestinian communities, and to every single member, if you like, or citizen, or every single person who lives within Gaza, within the state of Israel, or within any of the states or nation independent states in the Middle East.
Israel has said it's prepared to fight Hezbollah guerrillas for weeks if necessary. Do you foresee even more extreme action against Lebanese towns and villages?
Well, Israel has reacted very, very with extreme military retaliation because of the threat that both Hamas and particularly Hezbollah represents for the security of the citizens, for the security of their own territory. And this is, of course, one of the biggest challenges that Prime Minister Olmert had to face. And the fact that Hezbollah has shown capabilities, if you like, of launching weapons against the northern part of Israel, and especially Haifa, it means that their capabilities are very big, and the people in Israel feel completely insecure, at least in the north, for not saying everywhere. And I think the response of Israel has been with great military might and military force, bombing not only positions of Hezbollah but also Beirut and of Tripoli, and has already been decided, of course, that the Israeli military will break, if you like, the back of Hezbollah's organization and infrastructure. I think we need to remember one simple thing, and it is: as long as we do not recognize the state of Israel, it will be very difficult to be serious about recognizing the rights of Palestinians. I have met enough Palestinians and enough Israelis to believe that you cannot separate both entities, and trying to destroy one of them, it means to undermine the other. And I think we need to understand this, that it's not there are two peoples, two nations, if you like, to future states that are inseparable, because they share land, they share capabilities, possibilities, work, they share ideas, they share in science, in technology. And perhaps, you know, everybody in the Middle East and elsewhere are afraid that Palestinians and Israelis, if they get together, they will come, they will become, if you like, one of the greatest forces, not only in the Middle East, but also in the Arab world and on a world level. And I think we need to be very, very clear about it. And somebody who wants really the future and a bright future for the Palestinians should work also towards wanting a bright future for the state of Israel. And vice versa, somebody who wants the bright future for the state of Israel should as well underline, if you like, the rights of the Palestinians. And I think this is a great, great issue that we try to divide, we try to separate, and we try to put a partition between those two entities, when in fact they belong to the same region and they share so much, that at the end of the day, there is no other road except to bring these two people together.
Pope Benedict and other church leaders have appealed for peace and a negotiated solution. Do you think their words have any effect at this time?
Well, I think Pope Benedict is very clear about it on the question of terrorism. The acts of terrorism undermine relations between states, between nations, and between peoples. And terrorism is the plague of our modern age, and particularly when it is performed or it is handled in the name of religion. And I think the Pope is very, very clear about it. On the other hand, also, if you like, a retaliation can also be an obstacle, if you like, to peaceful relations, to the questions of peaceful understanding, a peaceful neighboring relations. I think there is one particular comment which for me it is important to make, and it is on the question of Lebanon. I think I find extremely difficult and very hard that a formation like Hezbollah, which has parliament, as a matter of fact, 36 in parliament, has become almost an independent force within an independent state, even to the point that the state and the government have been practically unable to control its weapons, to control its actions, and to control its horizons and perspectives. And obviously, from the part of the state of Israel, this has been perceived as an attack, if you like, from the Lebanon towards Israel. And it's very, very hard and very difficult for somebody who's been on the ground to make a distinction. It is only Hezbollah and it is not Lebanon. I know that I'm saying something perhaps big, but this is my impression. And I think you have the impression, at least this is my personal feeling, that Hezbollah has grown up as a small little a state within a state. It has created its own space of influence, of economy, of ideas, of decisions, and one of these, of course, wants absolutely the destruction of Israel. And I think we need to understand, it doesn't mean that we agree with absolutely everything, but we need to understand what are the causes and what are the reasons behind.
What can the international community, and especially the Christian community, do to try and bring an end to this crisis?
Well, I think the international community has perhaps to do less talk and more action, and this is one of the first things. And the second thing is I think too much and too many of the problems of the Middle East are left in the hands of politicians. And perhaps not in the hands of people who really know the region, people who know exactly what is the social fabric, what is the composition of the communities, what is the composition of the Muslim communities or the Christian communities, what does it mean, occupied territories, the state of Israel, the holy city of Jerusalem, the Holy Land. All these are extremely difficult questions. And of course, touching upon the question, if you like, of the Christian communities which are minority communities in all these different countries, including Lebanon, Syria, the State of Israel, and as well as among the Palestinian communities. Of course, the minorities, as it has happened in Iraq, they feel completely threatened, and they feel that they're being caught in a whirlwind and without having much to say, or they have no room for maneuver. The international community has to give first a great echo, if you like, of what happens in the Middle East. And secondly, we need to go down to the causes of the problems, and both in relations between Israelis and Palestinians, relations between Israel and Syria, Israel and Lebanon, Lebanon and Syria, and on a wider scale, all the countries in the Middle East. And the third thing, I think the international community has to press hard, because peace can be achieved at a price, and can be achieved at a price when we simply realize and we decide and we defend not only the identity of peoples, but also their land. We defend their territory. We defend the capacity and the freedom they have to decide their own future. And of course, this means and boils down to one simple but complex question. We want the state of Israel, and we want a future a state for the Palestinians. And both things are inseparable. They are like the undercarriage. And if we want to have the train of peace or the caravan of peace traveling in the Middle East, we cannot separate both.
Father Justo Lacunza is director of the Pontifical Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies here in Rome.